This show is for entertainment purposes only. Do your own research. We do not have a fact-checking department. Any claims made by any person appearing on the Intel Scanner Radio Show are the view of the individual. The Intel Scanner Radio Show does not endorse nor pander to anybody. We are completely First Amendment approved, and the NSA does not thank you for listening.
Oh my God, it's another night on the Intel Scanner. A wonderful Tuesday night. We're broadcasting live behind enemy lines. It's an emergency broadcast worldwide. It's an SOS call. Danger, Will Robinson. What in the hell is going on out there? I think there's rioting in the streets. Yes, check. Economic almost meltdown. Oh, check. The vaccines are killing people. The medical system is killing more people than heart attacks. Check.
Yeah, and we're not getting much information on the riots here.
Well, the protests in New York are supposedly peaceful still. Yes? No?
Yeah, they've kind of maintained no destruction of public property or private property. There's been a couple of scuffles with the cops back and forth. You know, people kind of pushing on the lines too much, trying to block off the bridges and shit like that. But, you know, as long as they just kind of just maintain to the sidewalks and the parks and shit and right in front of City Hall.
Right in front of City Hall. They shut down the police station in Oakland for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Blocked the door. No one could get in and out. Shut down the whole street. They couldn't get them out of there.
This is the Intel Scanner. You're tuned in to the anti-pro, non-black society. We are black on the air, and you're listening to the white station.
White now.
White now.
And black later.
Yeah, wait. Black up.
Be black later.
I think we need to present the white title for everyone to how to go the average white ring.
Oh, right wing, left leaning, anti-pro, non-black society.
I'm not white anymore. I'm non-black now.
Yeah.
We are taking applications for the average right-wing, left-leaning, anti-pro-non-black society. So if you'd like to call in and maybe get your application started, it's 406-545-4496, option 1. Don't forget the option 1. That's how you'll get through to live on the air on the Intel Scanner tonight.
If you got an EBT card, you get moved to the front of the line.
Oh, yeah, we do take we take EBT, you know. So, right. Just like the liquor store. We can get Patron with your EBT.
Where'd you get that Patron last week?
Right. Because it's free. Swipe your EBT.
It's free. Swipe your EBT. Are you serious?
Well, yeah. I mean, there's a program set up just for you.
Where can I get down with that?
All you got to do is fuck.
Yeah, that's right. 9 months later, you'll be getting the big bucks. Yep.
Oh, that's awesome.
So, technically, you know, the more you have, the more you get. Let's just be like that. This goes out to Ray Ray, Tic Tac, and Boo Boo down in the D. You know.
Girls, I produce twins, so I'm just saying you will double your money.
I like money.
I like money. So that means I'm going to have lots of money then if I have more kids.
What do you get for giving birth to an elephant with an afro?
Welfare check. You get food stamp cards. You get EBT, man. That's what you get.
You get white the fuck out of here. You're going to black up.
What's going on in the world? Let's see.
Bill Cosby's raping everything in the fucking moves, I guess. And his wife's pissed. That's what I caught on the news this morning.
Bill Cosby, a monster out of control. Misrepresented man framed for some stuff he didn't commit. Find out next week.
Seems like it's kind of late to be calling a man out on this. I mean,
I know he's got dementia. He doesn't remember shit.
Well,
40 years later.
Yeah, where were all these people? I mean, this was like all happened before a lot of us were even alive in here. And what? I mean, who? What?
Yeah, craziness. setup. Seems like
a. It seems like a set. It does. Setup. It does seem like a total smear job. Like they pulled out. I mean, he might not have been the most moral of people. I mean, a lot of women throwing themselves at him and stuff. He might have not been the most. But I don't. If he was like some weirdo serial rapist, this would have came out a long time ago. I would think. I would think. I mean, he doesn't seem like he's Errol Flynn. You know, the old Hollywood guy. I don't know about Errol Flynn. You know where that saying comes from? In like Flynn. Errol Flynn was the original Robin Hood. And he took a bunch of like 13 to 14 year old girls out on a boat into international waters outside of California and had a big old sex orgy for a few days and this and that. Came back into land, and the parents of these young girls were like, they wanted to sue him and send him to prison and this and that. Movie studios came in, fixed the whole problem, and he was back doing movies, never did a day in jail. So if you're in like Flynn, you can do whatever you want. That's where that saying comes from. Errol Flynn, the movie star.
You get carte blanche.
It doesn't seem like Bill Cosby's Errol Flynn, though. So
Black Errol Flynn, Bill Cosby.
I don't know.
40 fucking years ago, maybe.
The Black Errol Flynn.
That's crazy.
Did he even do any good movies? Did he ever do a good movie?
Like Fat Albert was cool.
He did some shit, didn't he?
Like, Bill Cosby himself, that was funny.
He did that show like that because
I remember the Cosby Show, but
he was such a family man.
He did a cartoon show in the morning, and he had this goofy fucking little pin that would draw shit.
Oh yeah,
you know, I think it was like the Fat Albert Show. You know, I don't know.
Anyways, fuck Bill Cosby. Hope the truth comes out on for
or
that.
Or don't
whatever.
Fuck Bill Cosby.
Yeah, don't fuck Bill Cosby. That's the gist of it.
Do it. You might get paid. Fuck shit.
You know
he made me.
He's gotta wait for it.
That's what I'm gonna turn into a story. Bill Cosby fucked me in the dude. We're breaking news right now. Bill Cosby fucked me like 20 years ago, and I need $1 million.
Really? Me too.
Dude, we need $2 million from Bill Cosby right now.
He took me in the back room that one day. We were in the studio. I was in the, you know,
I seen it.
I was intimidated and frightened.
How many witnesses you think? I mean, we could come up with some witnesses. I think we was all there.
Multiple person.
We were all there.
Bill Cosby was here at the radio station raping everybody.
Oh my!
It was a disgusting night.
It was
and into the next day.
There is no.
He's a beast.
No satiating that man.
Yeah, he insatiable. One word to sum up Bill Cosby: insatiable. Yes.
Wow, his semen flows like lava.
Oh God, it's fucking horrifying. And he's black, so you know what that means. Fucking.
There was another Pennsylvania manslaughter. Fucking shit. Did you hear about this? Dude went into his wife's house, grabbed his kids, shot his wife, went over to his fucking ex sister-in-law's place. Shot her husband, their two kids, went over to the mother-in-law's place, killed her and the grandmother, and then they found his body somewhere out in the woods and shit.
He just suicided him.
Okay, I'm going to go out on a limb here. She probably cheated on him?
No, he was from Iraq and shit. He was in the Iraq War.
Oh, he was killing Charlies.
He was in the Iraq War and he had to come back and... You know,
I'd be willing to bet he was on some psych meds.
I guarantee you he was on some fucking medication, you know, that shit, you know.
All these shooters are on, like, Prozac or something like
that. That's pretty wicked. Why would he go kill her whole entire
family? All of them.
That's pretty, really premeditated.
Killed the mom right in front of the kids. The neighbors were saying
I can understand that. You could have a problem with, like, fucking, going to kill her whole family. That's kind of...
Yeah, he just went around and just killed everybody, but yeah.
Wow.
But, see, here's the fucking thing that I've always kind of questioned. You know, we get a lot of these veterans coming back. They got the PTSD. They put them on all these fucking drugs and shit. And these guys go fucking crazy after a while. But World War I, World War II, we had the same number of vets coming back in a sense almost. But... You don't.
They didn't do 7 tours back then. They were
They would just come home. They would go beat their wives and be alcoholics.
2 tours maybe is a lot back then. Now they're going out 7, 8, 9 tours,
yeah,
man.
That's true. That's true.
And they're coming.
True.
They're being forced to. You know, dude gets his foot blown off. He's got a new prosthetic foot, and they're like, "All right, Johnny, back to the war front.
We gave you a new foot. We needed a new fight out of you."
Like seriously, sending them on back, and they watching their buddies get blown away behind them. That is some brutal stuff. You go through all that stuff. That's why they have PTSD. And then they put them on all these mind-altering drugs in the psychotropic class of drugs. That's why it's like being on acid without the trip, but it affects you the same way, kind
of. Well, a lot of these guys were absolute, you know, psycho killers over there.
Yeah.
And then they get out of the service, and they come over here, and they're like, all right, well, get a job cooking food for $10 an hour. And
or be a cop.
Don't kill people, you know, whatever.
Or be a cop, or be whatever.
Be a cop. You'd have to show a little more temperament than that. Killing your ex-wife in front of your kids.
Well, I mean, whoa. What was this guy doing for a living, even? Was he making enough money? Was he, I mean, shit. We're not taking, that's a huge problem with this country, is all these guys are coming back and not really having the benefits that they should.
Well, not,
not being taken care of like they should. You know?
Well, stop signing up for the military is really all I can tell to people. I mean, that's about the best advice I can give people.
I mean, I would you got to understand wanting to fight for your country, but you don't, I do. You don't need to join that military. There's a whole different one right here at home where you just sit at home with a bunch of guns and just wait.
That's cool.
Go out and practice. And
a well-organized militia necessary for the common defense.
That's right.
I've heard that before. I've read that before
that
many
seems
times.
Familiar, yes.
God, I don't think a lot of people
I think it was in the Bible.
I think so. Well, you know, don't believe everything you hear on the internet. That's what Plato always said.
Mm-hmm. Don't believe everything you hear on the radio either.
That's what Abraham Lincoln said. Entertainment purposes only. So yeah, there's a volcano erupting in Hawaii that seems to be the lava
that hasn't stopped for
flow
like a month.
Is on the Big Island, and it's on a course to reach a shopping center with a gas station and a supermarket in 7 to 10 days.
So is that racist? All right,
this volcano's racist.
This lava flow is moving like a foot a day. All right, it's just blah, 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 blah. It's been going on for like a month and a half. You know, like oh, it ate a home. You know,
yep, got another one. Well, it's heading for a shopping market now, anyway. So
it's like you guys can't like build like a trench or something.
Yeah,
trenches,
but they won't.
Yeah, they're like, oh, we can't disrupt the natural flow of it. You know,
why
well, that'll be awesome. It'll burn the entire island down.
Now that's the best use of natural flow I've heard in a while.
The natural flow is where it go.
Thank you.
It's where it go. That is the tempo.
But well. Because after it starts fucking up a bunch of civil fucking places and all that shit, shopping centers and gas stations and homes and shit, Hawaii will be getting a declared state of emergency. And then you got to get an appropriation of tax funds.
There'll be some huge nasty chemical that Monsanto or Dow has, and they'll dump it all over that lava and it'll turn it into some other horrible chemical, but it'll stop the flow.
Cotton candy.
Yeah,
it turns it into cotton candy. The children are thrilled.
Don't eat it, though. You'll grow a third arm. I was like, well, fuck, I might want that.
That'd be awesome. Turn into like some pink, like it looks like cotton candy.
Swamp thing, but start cotton candy it. Thing. Like, blah, 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 the cotton candy blob that's eating the Hawaii. Dow thought they could stop it and save the island from the nasty volcano. Instead.
So
what they created.
So what do we think about black and white race relations right now in this country? I mean, I know we don't really see it too much here in Billings, but around the country, it's in a lot of places, it's real touchy.
I think it's a race to the slippery slope.
It is. It is, it is. But it seems like the media hypes that point, that narrative, that talking point they put out there to divide people, to get people going against each other instead of, you know, uniting and being, you know, having solidarity. They're using that's just their tool, their little leverage point that they're, oh, black, white, look at they're different. Oh, they're different. No, they're bad, they're poor, they're, look at how they live. Whites, look at them, they're ghettos in the redneck slums of Redneckville and trailer parks. And look at how the black people live in the ghetto and they're different. And so, I mean, and whatever. And so there has been racism a lot, and that's why it's easy for them to use that hot button to divide people.
Well, there's no way they'd want to focus on the real issue of rich versus poor.
Well, that's where it's at right there. You know, the people versus the, and where the rubber meets the road for the rich is the police are enforcing the rich people's policies. And so that's why they get like, boom, they're the first one to be like, it's the cops, it's us against the cops. And that's why all these people are getting together in New York and in California and all these big cities to go against these cops. Are gangs of brute thugs just SWAT teaming and picking on people and taking their money and doing whatever they want with no accountability, no repercussion.
Even before this shit started getting big and huge, you could search out this guy, he would go to random police stations and ask for a grievance form. And the way he, like, almost 70% of the time, he was fucking jailed. I mean, they would hold him overnight. Like, why the fuck are you trying to fucking complain? What do you want to complain about? Who you complain about? What's your name? He's like, I don't want to get in and all that. Just let me have a form. And they're like, you know, they just wouldn't stop. And it was, it's just, and this was like a couple, this was like a couple of years back. And it's like, that's something else. It's like, try it. You know, go to a police station, ask for a grievance form, ask for a complaint form. Something that you can take home, fill out, and mail back in, and see what happens.
What, you're not happy with your freedom? Here, let's try the cell for a while, and then you'll enjoy your freedom.
Let's change your fucking mind right now, boy. You know, I don't know. I mean, it's just, it's been that way for a long time. I mean, look at, like, Rodney King's shit. I mean, you know, I mean, guys down in fucking L.A. and Oakland and shit like that, you know, those real fucking ghettos and shit, they deal with a lot of different cops than we do up here. I mean, we get kind of picked on by the cops up here if you've got rims on your car and shit down there, you know. Well,
if you're bumping your tunes too loud.
Yeah, there, you know, it could be a 35-year-old, you know, guy, family of four, just because he's got a gold chain on. They're like, what the fuck are you doing on this side? I mean, you know, who knows what the fuck these guys got to go through on a regular basis, you know? But it's starting to kind of fucking overlap everywhere, you know. Every cities are, you know, they're feeling it, you know, and they're all like realizing, hey, yeah, we all go through the same shit. What was that one thing? NYPD came out on Twitter and was like, post a video of you, or post a photo of you in a cop having a good time or something like that. All these people just went, like, this one dude
I heard about
getting
that.
His neck fucking pinched down by a couple knees.
They had to take it off the... Yeah. Because so many people were posting fucking police beating the shit out of people.
Yes. Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
They had to stop it. They had to stop it. Within a day, they had to stop it.
Oh, it was like 12 hours, you know, and they had to break that shit off. They're like, all right, you know, I mean, it's out there. I mean... It's not too hard to get assaulted by a cop, and it's like, fuck, dude. If all I'm doing is just is raising my voice and being in an angry manner because I'm being arrested and I don't feel that it's just, and I'm kind of voicing that, there's no reason for you to get violent and start beating the shit out of me. What the fuck? And I can't fight back. If I fight back, I get an extra fucking 10 years in a prison sentence?
No, dude, you're supposed to lick their boots and bow down to the overlord masters, because otherwise they will just kick the fuck out of you. And might as well, I mean, they can kill you if they want to
at any moment for bleeding
and
on their
never
uniform.
Get in trouble. Yeah. See, if you don't go up there and lick their boot, kiss their little ass, yes, sir, no, sir, whatever you say, sir, anything, sure, search my car. Go ahead, yeah, my blood, my DNA, yeah, you go, ah, sure, whatever, man.
Oh, my butthole? Yeah. Let me take my pants down. Oh, you
feel my asshole? Yeah, come on up. Fucking A. I love you. You're the cops. You're the best, man. You protected me. I see how good you're protecting me right now with your fucking hand up my ass. You know what I mean? I feel so protected right now.
My back. You are just serving and protecting the shit out of me right now. I'm loving it.
Come on with that.
God, protection, have another.
Buddy. Yeah. Who's going to say, yes, sir, I want to lick your boot. Thanks for your hand in my ass.
Well, that's what doesn't make sense is... this big push for the police to have cameras on them. Who the fuck cares? There's all sorts of video of police killing people, brutalizing people, and it doesn't change a fucking thing. Yeah, so who cares if they have cameras on them?
So regardless if they have cameras on or not, they shouldn't have an option to turn the camera on or off.
It doesn't matter.
It should be
on all the time,
no matter what.
We have all this video of police doing all this shit. It doesn't matter.
Well, yeah, regardless of that, but they shouldn't have an option to turn off the camera.
It doesn't.
No, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. We just saw that dude get choked to death. Everybody's seen it.
Oh, I wanted to bring that up about Eric Garner, was that he had filed a lawsuit with the state of New York over being stolen from by the police. He was getting harassed and robbed from, and supposedly, now allegedly, that the police showed up there that day to kill him because they did not want this being brought up, that they were singling out black men and stealing money from them in that neighborhood. Like, this could become something big. This could be the catalyst that
should happen.
That does
everywhere.
Burn it all down. Yeah, but to have something this far out in the open, because this cop that did the Pantaleo, he has two settlements against him for beating up and sexually assaulting black males, and two pending. He has two cases that have already been settled against him, and two pending, not counting this. So, I mean, this guy is a fucking, has issues.
So,
as a human being.
Well, that's just crazy. Yeah. Even Serpico worked for New York Police Department. He exposed way back how the corruption, how deep it runs, and he's like, all of the police are corrupt there. It's a big game gang of extortionists and thugs, and, you know, they're just like the mob. They go around to all these businesses and say, hey, look, we can protect you. So,
yeah,
looks like
Serpico, good reference. And right. There's a movie on Netflix all about it. Called Serpico.
Serpico.
With Pacino.
Starred Al Pacino. It's
a great movie based on the true life story of this one whistleblowing.
Well, no, he still does interviews. And he says
still. That, he was just on Al Jones.
Yeah, the city of New York hasn't changed at all.
Yeah.
He'll say it.
Absolutely. So, yeah, hats off to a whistleblowing hero, Serpico.
So, no strangers to corruption in New York.
Right. So,
oh yeah, what a disgusting place. Why anybody wants to be there?
So it's the oldest racket in the book. So you got a gang of cops, they go around all these businesses, you give us some money, or it seems like we won't be able to protect you as good. Next thing you know, your place gets vandalized a little bit, and they like, oh, look what happened now. Well, you know, you could have prevented all this by just giving us that little extra kickback money, because, you know, shit, we got families and you want this protection. The city don't pay us that good, man, and we need this and all that. And that's how that goes there. And they get away with it all day long.
New York's
every day.
For it. That's New York.
All day long.
The five boroughs. Dude, it wasn't anything. We were talking about this earlier, how 100 years ago, 120, 130 years ago, when the police came in and did this, it wasn't anything to burn one of the boroughs down. It wasn't anything for Brooklyn to burn down overnight. Fuck you. This is it. We'll start all over again. I mean, look at it. History speaks for itself. It wasn't anything to burn fucking parts of Manhattan down, Long Island. It wasn't anything.
Long Island.
Long, yeah, I'm sorry. Long Island.
Long Island.
What?
I just like saying it like that. So, yeah, that's crazy shit. I can't believe that they just... There's no oversight, no accountability. How is it that we, the people, these people are supposed to be serving and protecting? These organizations have formed and
they've brainwashed.
They've outgrown.
You're buying into the Kool-Aid.
They're useful.
They're here to serve and protect me. Well, that's what the police are here for. You need to write that down and read it to yourself.
And read it back to myself.
We need to give you a timeout.
Oh, man. Well,
police are here
what are they here for,
protect
really?
Us.
They have no liability to protect or anyone, to help or protect or anything. They to stop any sort of crime, they have no.
They're not here to serve
liability.
They're here to.
They're here to enforce
the
law. Yeah, they're here to.
And no matter.
They're
what
here
what
for law enforcement, serve and protect.
See, a change to law enforcement now. That sucks. Law enforcement.
I enforced the law.
I thought that the judges actually enforced those laws.
Yeah, what happened?
That's how it should
in the
be.
Jury trials and the judges, you know,
that's why there are judges and trials and.
What happened to our peace officers?
Exactly.
Yeah, that's the word I was. That's
see,
what I was thinking of.
These police are trained.
Piece of shit, officer.
It's federal. Piece of shit. So it's the training coming down from the feds. It's the militarization of them, and it's the training that they're getting to use force to resolve any situation instead of being trained to de-escalate.
They don't have time for psychology.
Yeah, I got time for none of that.
Well, they have people out there to train them to
everybody
use
out there on
force.
Fucking Ritalin and fucking Zol. I mean, who knows? I mean, I can't even keep up with all the fucking different kinds of medications
here,
people
dude.
Are fucking...
What? Are they?
They're beating on the door. Just don't answer it.
Give us a choking.
Fuck them. Like,
they're not a chokehold. It was like a submissive police fucking move or something they called it.
Oh, we'd get flashbang. Wow. They'd come in with fucking
beanbags.
Are you
ready to lick
bags.
Some boots?
I bet you could hear the fucking tension in the room when I said, I think the cops are here. And you guys believe me for like a second.
For like a...
And that feeling came across just now. Everybody knows that feeling.
Yeah.
That sucks. Why do we feel like, oh, fuck, the cops are here? We ain't doing nothing wrong. I mean, I'm saying, and no one hardly ever is. The percentage of criminals versus regular old
they're
gonna
citizens show up and they're gonna
really
try
small.
To fuck. They're gonna try to fuck
Jesus,
with us, and
man.
I'm gonna put my foot down. Then I'm gonna end up going to jail.
Yeah.
That's why I don't like fucking dealing
even
with
if
cops.
You don't do anything wrong ever. You don't smoke. You don't drink. You don't do drugs. You don't do nothing. If you're driving down the road and a cop pulls out behind you, you still get nervous. You don't feel safe.
Nope.
No.
Why? They're there to, what, peace officers and serve and protect. They're supposed to help
you.
Keep you safe.
Collect revenue for the state.
He's looking for something
you
wrong.
You should not feel unsafe with an officer behind you.
Well, you may not be doing anything morally wrong, but you're almost always doing something legally wrong.
I mean, what if you're not speeding and you use your turn signals and you break the 100 yards or whatever it is before you got a break?
Your tail light is cracked. Or
after they smashed it with their baton walking up to my car.
All he's got to say is, I seen that motherfucker swerve. I thought he was drunk.
Yep, that's all.
Pulled him over, I smelled weed. But see, what the beauty of it is, though, is like, I'm sorry, officer, I didn't know your nose was admissible in the court of law. You know, because it's not. The only thing that's admissible in a court of law for a nose is from a dog.
It's not admissible, but it's enough for probable cause
to get him in to search and find something if there is anything.
See, I heard something.
They claim that, but you can say, I don't know, you can fight him on it a little bit.
Always have a locked glove box.
Or a locked trunk.
Well, I've heard that using dogs is a breaking of the Fourth Amendment because you can't face your accuser in court. They use the dog as an admissible piece of evidence, but you can't face your accuser in court, so that's fucking, you shouldn't be able to use that evidence, right?
Well, it's kind of like a tool.
Dogs will hit on a ham sandwich.
Yeah,
it's the
same thing.
They
as
have
like a metal
signs and signals and snaps or whatever, and the dog will go crazy whether there's something there or not. The dog is trained to that trainer. They can train him with the snap to act like as though there were drugs in the car, even though there wasn't.
Oh, he's hitting on it. Get him!
Exactly. He's getting crazy. There must be drugs in the car. Probable cause. It's not right.
So there would be those that say, if you don't want to get in that type of situation, don't have drugs, don't break the law, and you will have nothing to worry about.
Well, fuck, man, I just like
to okay. Then I'm going to be
not
a
12, 14
but I thought we lived in a free
check
country.
Check my mail and get killed by the cops and have
they
my
make
family
so
be
many
paid
laws
hush money and shit
that it creates all these crimes. That anything you do, you stepped off the curb. Oh, that's jaywalking. Now it's a crime. You walked here.
In California, you can actually get tickets for that.
You can in Washington State too, yeah.
It's like they try to find people-y things that people do and figure out a way to say you can't do that just so that we
can. But they have to explain it to you why it's wrong. Well, because it's for your safety, the kids, the babies.
First, I see that you're not wearing a helmet today.
Ooh, see.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm going to have to write you up on that. I'm going to go ahead and let you slide on the low tread on your tennis shoes.
low tread on your tennis shoes, yes.
But you're going to have to be getting a new pair of those.
Your
real
socks
soon.
Are 2 inches too
soon.
Short.
You
yeah,
go straight home and get a new pair.
Yeah.
What we need to do is pull these quote unquote less than lethal weapons away from the cops. What I feel they do is it gives them more justification to use these weapons, and oftentimes they do end up lethal. I mean, they stun a guy with the taser and he falls back on his head.
And then four more shoot him with a taser on top of that.
And then they beat him with a flashlight. I just watched a video earlier. The guy's sitting there tasing him in the middle of the road. The cop's tasing him. And the guy's, he's like, turn over. And the guy's like trying to turn over. And then he zaps him again. And then starts beating him with the flashlight. It's great.
Oh, yeah.
And there's a guy videotaping it. And he's like saying to the cop, he's like, I think you got him, man. I think he's subdued. And the cop's just whooping his fucking ass with blatantly.
Exactly.
Right at the daytime at a shopping center, just has this guy out in the middle of the thing just whooping his fucking ass.
You know something? I want cops tested for fucking roids. I want them tested as stringent as fucking college players are tested, as fucking professional players are tested. I want them tested for all kind of, because I swear to God, some of those motherfuckers are just juiced.
Rage roid. Roid rage.
Yeah. I mean, You know, there's single guys that are out there just fucking in the gym with their buddies, just getting on, because that's all they. Because these guys are fucking huge. Sometimes you're like, Jesus fucking Christ!
The cop that came here, he was big. He's a little older, but man, he was a fucking bear.
I know they're ripped. It's like, what the fuck, dude? What the fuck are you on? Cornbread.
A lot of them are on steroids.
Exactly. You know? If our athletes have to be tested, are law officials?
Well, fuck. If you got to be tested
personnel
for
personnel should be tested.
You know,
as well.
If you got to be tested for fucking weed, you should be tested for fucking roids.
Right.
I'm sure they do, but the way they do
everything,
because they're just in a union. They're like the most powerful union in the country.
One of those peers of mine.
And
thank you.
And they'll have a heads up on when the drug test is coming. So all they have to do is just clear out before that period. I mean, if you've ever been in a union, I used to be in a union.
Hey, you're my friend. You don't do drugs. Or
you have
drink
a total. You have a total heads up.
Pee in this bottle for me. Because
the union
good.
Doesn't want to lose
come
you.
Test tomorrow.
They're going to tell you when everything's coming. They're going to tell you the quiz is coming and whatever. Because the union doesn't want to lose you. Definitely not.
That's why I think people of every town. I think there should always be a third party, complete citizen kind of fucking Overwatch group on fucking shit like that. You know?
No, there's no oversight. So technically, the police departments mostly are made up of white folks. And do you think that they profile black folks a lot of times? And there's racial profiling in there, and the black-white divide between those people are seem to be large, seeing as, like, you know, the prison system's filled up with mostly black folks and stuff. Okay.
There's a lot of white people in prison.
There is, but the percentage, I think, is way bigger. Way disproportionate.
It's way, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Way more black people in prison than white people or whatever. But, I mean, and so there's, I mean... where it starts with from the cops. That's where this racial divide a lot of times comes from. I mean, it
seems the cops aren't racist. They have that one black guy.
Oh, a token. Yeah, the token cop.
Mm-hmm. Is there a black cop in Billings? There is, isn't there?
There has to be.
I've never
There's
got to
be at least the one.
There has to be, right? Probably
no,
a detective.
Because then we can't call them Mexican racist. Mexican and we got an Indian.
I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. It's got to be a Mexican, an Indian, and a black guy.
There's like a hot woman detective, Mexican woman detective.
So there's a couple fine ass.
The women don't count.
She was in Red Robin as the cop day waiting tables.
So give us a call when we come back. Tell us what you think about that. What is the racial divide all about? What is that? Why is that being pumped, you think, through the media as opposed to, you know, they always want to mention it's a black guy or it's a white guy. Oh, the perpetrator was black. And he, you know, they'll always say that. I mean, to try and just because, I mean,
on some stories.
It's just why it's a dude.
On some stories, you can tell that it's black and white, but they don't say it. It's only when it suits the agenda, suits the story.
So enjoy this local music during the break, and we will be right back with the Intel Scanner.
We love you.
Tell the fears Yo, Lenzo and Banks, what you wanna do? We should pick a beat and write an article. I'll talk about his view and the whole fam. Y'all know how it goes. I'm just a family man. Those that can't understand aren't a part of this. And I truly feel bad when I tell them what they need to kiss. The ASS, poetic beyond this quest. So diverse, you can't say that we ain't the best. We built our own nest with our own view. A treetop that they never thought would hone this truth. The 406 crew, so out of the norm. The perfect mix, waiting for the proper storm. Now the water's nice and warm and we're swimming around. Had to build our own pool in this unknown town. Beauty like the Puget Sound, so clear and cool. We ain't floating the mainstream no matter what we do.
We got truth, so real. You can tell by the way you feel. We spit what we want, not what we told. You'll be singing this till the day you old. Yeah, we got truth, so real. You can tell by the way you feel. We spit what we want, not what we told. You'll be singing this till the day you old.
We ain't lacking with this rapping. We do it with a passion. We do it with precision to the kicking and the clapping. Man, these flows are everlasting. We think and make them happen. Our mind is so divine. Only rhyme, can you grasp it? I'll never be a has-been. The top is what I'm looking towards. It's not a false reality. There's many open doors. You just gotta find your way to the limelight. Rhyme tight and watch out for them haters on your blind side. Cause they attempt to spread the lies and the misconception. And that's just the type of bullshit to have you stressing. But in the end, I plan to stand victorious. Listen to the fans yelling, aim to hear some more. This. And that's exactly what they're gonna get. Cause even if they ain't a check involved, we never gonna quit. See, it ain't about the money, not worry about the fame. It's all about the love and hoping we can change things. And that's real.
So real, you can tell by the way you feel. We spit what we want, not what we told. You'll be singing this till the day you old. Yeah, we got truth, so real. You can tell by the way you feel. We spit what we want, not what we told. You'll be singing this till the day you old.
Like, ooh, yeah, and it's fresh off the press. It's stormy night, had to push my ass off the nest. Saying it's time for my first rap sesh, my lyrical quest. And it's time for me to represent that mid to the northwest. This poetic fam is magic, call it Kazam. And all you haters, yeah, you getting shack slammed. Because all we got in this world is our truth. You pitch me the ball, yeah, but it's something just like Beirut. It's up the block in this fam, we making mocks. We green eggs and ham and they soft, just like Pop-Tarts. And I know about the way that you feeling. You love it when we on the stage, lyrically speaking. So, check the money, cause I just robbed the till. This love and this music is something so real.
We got truth, so real. You can tell by the way you feel. We spit what we want, not what we told. You'll be singing this till the day you old. We got truth, so real. You can tell by the way you feel. We spit what we want, not what we told. You'll be singing this till the day you old.
Let me paint the picture to provide at least a visual of my mind. And I suggest taking precautions, cause what you might find will have you questioning reality and what you are. Told them from some other dimension is evident when my mind unfolds. So crazy to assume that I'm human when I'm fluent, speaking stupid, spewing so much as a fluid. The way I do this through music keeps y'all up. I got the nooses for opponents trying to lose it, cause I'm working. Tell me who, bitch, if you is, you don't wanna pass the cross. I'll have you waving white banners, rep the flag that lost. Whether you with me or you not, yes, it determines if you boss. Repping a 406 with a proper spit, gotta show them how to do it. Best you watch, cause I will never stop. Mindless like my head was chopped. Keeping this ain't at any cost. Fuck the system, fuck the law. I'm here to stir up feelings so intentional. It's crazy, and though I'm in the padded cell mentally, they can't contain me.
We got truth, so real. You can tell by the way you feel. We spit what we want, not what we told. You'll be singing this till the day you old. We got truth, so real. You can tell by the way you feel. We spit what we want, not what we told. You'll be singing this till the day you old.
you heard some local music by Tribe, Poetic Intelligence, and Akvan, ex-Billings resident, now playing Iranian black metal.
Well, that's some heavy duty. Iranian black metal. Fuck yeah.
He's a Mormon, but ain't got no hoes.
So, wow. That's awesome. Local music always here on the Intel Scanner, as well as MontanaRadio.net.
So all day, every day, right?
This just in. Student plunges from roof of building at Columbia University and lives. Apparently he was naked. 19-year-old man plunged from the roof of the 8-story building, 411 West 116th Street, 8:30 p.m. Monday.
Where was this?
Columbia University.
Oh, Barack Obama's alma mater.
Right. So I guess that's in New York?
Yes.
Landed on a scaffold on the 3rd floor landing. He had no clothes on at the time he plunged from the building.
And he's dead?
No, he lived. He's in the hospital.
So he was naked and on acid.
Naked and, yeah, still breathing when he was hospitalized. Police are investigating still. So that was fun. Naked dude jumps from the thing. It happens all the time, huh? There's always a bunch of copycats that do it. Once somebody does it, like, there'll be a string of them all at once, and until they'll fade away for a while, and then someone else will just do it out of the blue, and a bunch of other people will do it.
That'd be awesome if we start hearing about naked idiots jumping off fucking college campuses.
It's the new fad. It's the naked jump off the roof challenge for...
Yes, do it.
For Alzheimer's.
Disable yourself for Alzheimer's, yes. That's... It has to be at least like 7-8 stories up.
Get yourself before it gets you.
Yes.
Parking garages are encouraged.
Yes, it's time to take a stand.
Think like some Grand Theft Auto shit, you know, just run and jump, you know.
Just do it. Be like Nike and just do it.
Yeah, don't be scared.
Nothing's stopping you.
Don't be scared, yeah. You need to.
Fear and common sense.
Like Angelina Jolie fucking, you know, premeditatively getting her fucking breast removed. Like, because I might get fucking. Twit. Okay.
I just watched Maleficent the other day. It actually was a pretty good movie. Angelina Jolie looks like a reanimated corpse, though.
She always has.
It's like, man, something wrong with her cheekbones. She got some weird implants, and now they're like spookily seeable. Like
big. They're like really big, huh?
Yeah.
You looking can like Cro-Magnon
see them
or
things under her skin like, holy shit, what the fuck are them things under your skin? They're where your cheekbones are supposed to be. Whatever. To each their own. Atta girl, I applaud you, and Janina, you...
Well, that's what I'm saying, yeah. We need to all premeditatively just kill ourselves, because you don't know what's going to happen. We need to just... You need to take a stand right now.
Because, you know, if you don't kill yourself, the deadly Fukushima radiation...
Oh, yeah.
50,000%. Fuck. Elevation... Yeah, elevated 50,000% radiation levels seen across North America. Yay.
You ever seen that fucking map of that shit? How they show how it fucking spread out of Japan and it hit all the fucking different currents in the ocean and it just spread to the entire west coast of the American continents?
Sweet. Sea lions and seals are bleeding from their eyeballs and losing their hair and stuff. What little hair they got, even their whiskers is falling out, bleeding from their gums and their eyeballs and their assholes. And it's radiation poisoning, you know what I mean? Yay. So it's coming your way soon. You won't have to kill yourself. The government is doing it for you.
Maybe brought down and blend acid rain all throughout the fucking coast. Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, Fukushima is probably the most frightening thing that's happening right now. It's been happening.
Yeah, everyone's like, shut up, don't talk about it.
Yeah, but Billings, Montana had one of the highest peak radiation levels recently also.
For radiation?
It's like 560 CPM or whatever.
That's where all of our fucking air comes from. It's from over that way.
Yeah, so in Tucson, Arizona, for instance, a 460 CPM reading was recently taken, which is more than 10 times higher than the reading taken last year on November 27th. Similarly, Phoenix, Arizona's is up to 735, and it's 21 times higher than the last year's reading. San Diego, 60 times higher than last year's reading. I mean.
Wow. That's
radiation testing site near Chicago records radiation levels thousands of times higher than maximum safety threshold. Wow.
So where are they taking these readings at? Like in the back of a fucking garage with a couple cars going in them, or what are they doing here?
Well, this is from their.
That's one thing you gotta look at before you base too much fucking.
EnviroReporter.com.
That sounds totally legit, bud.
Data gathered from tracking units in California, Arizona, Illinois, and elsewhere. That's all it says. Data gathering.
All right, so they just got a little. I would just like to know where exactly they have those
strategically
units.
Placed atop the coal burning energy plants.
Right.
Yeah, you know what I mean.
Yes, most likely. Fuck if I know. So still.
Yeah, because there's always a fucking bias to shit. Anytime anybody says anything, there's always a fucking bias to it in some way, shape, or form. But so as well.
Fukushima is frightening though. Not a little off topic, but
yeah, it's definitely something to throw that in there. It's been on my mind lately, and it's been in the news a little bit. So.
I've been having a lot of headaches lately. I don't know.
Yeah, me too.
On my mind, in the air.
Yeah.
It's like I think.
On my mind, in the air, in my hair.
Caught a hot particle.
You guys both kind of look like you woke up on the wrong side of somebody else's bed. You know, I mean, it's.
We all have face for radio around here. Except for the lovely guest.
Oh, wait.
Who could be a strip runway model?
A strip runway model.
A strip runway model.
Do you think? I don't know if that's a compliment or what.
That means multi-talented.
Yes.
Nice spin.
That's how I do.
Well, I'm glad to be here.
So black and white race relations, I mean, is it...
Black Lives Matter, man.
Black Lives Matter.
Okay, so I just thought I'd say that hashtag.
Did you see what that one cop posted?
Lives
Black Lives Matter.
Where it said cops' lives matter.
And he
made those posts on Twitter talking about...
I'm going to be at the movie theater
with my gun.
Yeah, I saw that too.
With my gun.
Well, it was like in civilian clothes
with my gun.
Like, yeah. Okay, cool, bud.
Yeah. What are you doing? Protecting us still?
You're like, wow.
You're the great protector.
But why a movie theater where there are other civilians? He's going to call somebody out to come see
that
you.
That sounds like a threat, like he's going to go to a movie theater.
Throw out the movie.
That's how I saw it or read it.
It's like, you mind if I arrest you there because you seem like a threat to society?
Yeah, you were at a movie theater, full movie theater with a gun.
Yeah, which is fine. I mean, people should be able to carry guns, and that's all good. I'm all about it.
Oh, no, that's fine.
Because what if this Joker is in there trying to pop people in the head? Boom, boom, boom. If someone else has a gun, like, ah, fuck you, bang, and he's dead, then all of a sudden the day is
very
saved.
True.
Save the day by a gun. That's how it goes like that. If people are armed, they can defend themselves.
Well, yes, but it...
That's why I think everyone, safe. If you black, you need a weapon, man. Because they targeting you. You a target. Walking while black is a fucking real thing.
Yeah,
whether anybody wants to admit it or not, it really is.
A target on them, though. I mean,
still,
fuck, that's... Oh, man.
What length are you supposed to be able to go to defend yourself from unjust arrest or unlawful commands from a police officer?
Ooh, you can't these
can
days.
Can you kill that officer? Because that is the amount of force needed to get this aggressor off of me who was unjustly and unlawfully trying to do something... Therefore, making himself a criminal.
Exactly. At what point does him wearing a badge not fucking count anymore?
That's you have a right to defend yourself.
Unless
it's a police officer, then you have no right.
It always goes back to this thing. This with the cops thing. It's fucking cops.
Well, it's what the topic is really.
Yeah.
The civil forfeiture laws, and there was a good video posted about the sheriff in Nevada, out in the country. In a rural area outside of Las Vegas, and there's a video of they pull a guy over, and he punks him out and makes him give up $50,000 in winnings that he just won in Las Vegas. He's, oh, it's for drugs and this and that. The guy ended up coming back and fighting the police officer and getting his money back. But, I mean, how often does he get away with this? You have to watch this, too, because he just totally punks him out of it. It's not like he's like, well, you just give up this money and... I'll let you keep the cashier checks and I won't have your car towed. It was like cutting him a deal for this $50,000. And it's like, cut me a deal. It's my fucking money. The guy kept saying that. He's like, but this is my, what are you talking about? Cut your, what do you, he's like, well, if you don't just want to just hand over the drug money you have here, well, then I'm going to have you arrested. I'm going to tow your car and I'm taking the $10,000 in cashier checks. I'm willing to cut you a deal and then leave you the $10,000 in cashier checks and take your car with you. And you just leave right now and leave me the money. Says it all right on tape, right on the police dash cam. It's fucking insane.
Wow.
Yeah. I was what's the word? Flabbergasted would be the word I was. Fucking, and the cop still has a job. He was taken into court, this and that, and found not guilty of wrongdoing, but the man got his money back. So how does that happen? Because if the cop was in the right, he shouldn't have got the money back, right? So
no, especially if he was saying, give me the drug
money. So if he was getting the money back, that meant the cop was in the wrong, so he should have had charges pressed against
him. They don't want to admit that the cop is too fucking dumb not to know where the line on his job is at, you know? That's what it is. I mean, he just didn't know any better, that he didn't know he wasn't supposed to steal money from.
Bullshit.
But don't they all take oaths and shit?
I don't know. I'm trying to put some kind of reason
other
on
in badge.
These poor cops are out there risking their skins.
They're risking their lives every day for us.
I can't even hardly say.
Well, there
that
are some good cops out there, but
are they? Good cops.
You
want to
do
serving.
I really
you
don't know that.
Stand in the corner for a few minutes. Time out.
Hold on.
Let
Let's
me.
Go
you
cut
me off. Let
no
me finish my
again
sentence. There okay are some good cops out there. I would like to think. I have not met one, but I don't have many run-ins with the police.
A couple of days ago, a bunch of
that's not the point.
Well, a bunch of cops here in town took a bunch of kids over to the store and bought them fucking shit.
Mm-hmm. That's
but
really nice.
That's publicity
like
stuff.
Really yeah, nice yeah stuff. Charity begets slaves. Mm-hmm. Fucking bullshit.
I mean, I'm sure there are nice officers out there, but for the majority
sure
of what
when
you
there's
see
the cameras
you
on, when they're doing a photo yeah op with the kids, get so over here, kids, hug me, put your arms around
is there,
me.
Is there a
until
cop
they turn off their little body cam.
Is there a cop out there who was not harassed and made people pay that it committed victimless crimes?
The guy on the first day on the job.
You know, I mean, is there a cop that didn't use the drug war to oppress and harass citizens? The failed drug war, a terror against the people. Is there, the system is corrupt. Therefore, if a cop is doing his job, he's doing bad shit, man. That's just how it goes.
Yeah, yeah. Serving a fallen temple, really. So, I mean, people, they're gonna serve these lords and masters that control this fallen temple. I mean, you're just as bad as them. You're just as guilty as them.
Just as guilty.
Just
so
as guilty.
That means there is no good cop. The cop can be the most well-intentioned person, and he will get kicked off the force anyways. If you know what I'm saying.
You have good intentions.
First one to get
you're
the fuck on.
You're not aggressive. You're not aggressive enough to make us money. Mm-hmm. You need to get the fuck out of here.
And I'm going to imagine there's small towns that, I mean, really have some Mayberry type of cops, probably, maybe some Andy Griffith type.
Sure,
yeah, but even
I'm
an out
sure
of towner comes through there
some
and they get fucked in their ass.
Yeah, exactly. Uh-huh. If you're not one of them, then you're not with them.
No, I bet you, I guarantee
big
you.
Big cities, no good cops out there.
Every police officer's used his stance to get one over at some point.
No, even small towns every fucking the cops.
That's what, yeah, they're scum. They're
still,
it's
yeah
just as bad.
Oh man, we had this one cop where I fucking grew up. He would go and he'd buy all the fucking little chicks fucking beer and shit, and then he'd go up into the woods and bust out all the fucking parties and shit. It was fucking horrible. This little fucking asshole. It was fucking retarded.
They got quotas to fill.
I mean, it was just
that keeps coming out more and more that those quotas are a thing. They get bonuses.
I've
they
been hearing
get
that my whole
people
life
don't,
from my aunts
people
and uncles
don't think
when
that
I was little too.
Officers
still
work on a compensation.
It and knowing it now.
Oh fuck! They're just like
it's always a quota.
It's a revenue generating system for the state. It doesn't really serve or protect. I mean, I've seen people get pulled over going down the road, driving to work. Everybody getting pulled over for this and that, getting ticket. Cops have to issue so many tickets they have to. They are told to by their bosses. It's the policy.
Well,
just like the policy of shoot the motherfucker and ask questions later policy that they've been going on with lately.
I have heard through vicariously through the detention facility here in Billings that there, since they are so overbooked, which is why a lot of times like you get a lower bond or whatever like that because they're full and they can't book you in. They have nowhere to put you. But they get paid for every body that they have behind the bars. Mm-hmm. Not just in holding
well,
or whatever, but they get paid for every one of them. And they had said, or like I said, I heard vicariously. I can't say my sources. But I have heard that But that they are keeping themselves so overfilled because they're looking to expand the detention facility.
Of course.
So they're arresting more people and bringing more people in to get more money for everybody that's in there so they can expand and hold more people.
It's not about justice.
Like, it's not about justice. Yeah, and that's just it. And that made me sick when I heard that.
And that's why anybody who takes
I bailed my friend out.
Anybody who takes this government money, all these construction workers, it's all welfare. And it's not just people that are getting food stamps and the Section 8 or whatever. That's just one little section of welfare. All these people who take this government cheese, these construction workers, to build all these prisons, and you're just as guilty as any of them. I mean, you're it's all welfare. It's all government money. Every dollar of government money is welfare.
Yeah.
And the sooner people start really realizing that, you know, people that work for Lockheed Martin and Boeing, they say they call these private these are privately owned corporations. They're 100% funded by fucking government money. How can you call them a private business? They're all welfare. It's all welfare, and I don't. It's
private because you're not supposed to know the government funds them.
But it's public knowledge that they're 100% funded by government.
I was trying to have an argument, and we all know it didn't work.
We all know there's no such thing as government money. It's all our money.
Taxpayer money. It's all the people's money, the wealth of the labor force.
Let's start calling it tax fair, because that's what it is.
Yeah, tax fair. Us people are... I mean, and see, why would it... And you used to hear this all the time. Well, I pay that cop's wages. I pay your wages. You need to blah, blah, blah. And cops are like, fuck you, buddy, man. Get in the car. Or whatever. But I mean, it is totally true. I mean, if you want to take that job as a police officer... A law enforcement officer.
Yeah. Civil servant.
That, yeah.
Oh, God.
You're supposed to be that. Oh, they hate that word, but why? It is what it is. You're performing a service. You're like a garbage man and shit, man. You're like the fucking guy at the you know, fuck.
You got a job to do.
Public servant.
Public servant. Serving the public to protect and serve. That's supposed to be the duty. It's not enforce the laws. When did they get to
I don't think that was ever
judge, jury, executioner. That's what they turned into. Now the cops on the street, on his own, is a judge, jury, executioner, all the way.
How could it not be an official motto? It was on all their cars.
Well, I think it was just on the LAPD cars.
That's what should be on the cars.
I don't think it was
judge, jury, executioner.
I don't think it was on, like...
That's fucking catchy.
Every cop car. I think it was just on, like, the
LAPD. It wasn't LAPD. Just the LAPD. It was other places I've lived.
Yeah? Yeah. See, yeah. I don't know.
To serve and to protect?
Yes. Yep.
That's judge, catchy, jury, too.
That was a motto.
I like judge, jury, execution.
Yeah, well,
that's what they are now, though. So, I mean...
It'd be more honest than to serve and protect.
It says on my computer screen that the driver of this vehicle is probably holding a gun owner and has his medical marijuana card and has been convicted of several other crimes, like not returning rental property. I think he's dangerous. Let's approach with extreme caution.
He's got a hunting, you know? He's got a hunting rifle. He's armed to the teeth. You know? Oh, fuck. Those are the best ones. Every time they raid a place where they got guns, it's just like...
Did you hear about that guy, a passenger in a car with no arms... charged with possession of a firearm?
How?
Because nobody in the car would own up to whose gun it was. It was a stolen gun in the car, and they all got charged. This guy has no arms. He can't even use a firearm.
Like, oh, nice.
You should get a pro bono.
His bond was originally set to $100,000.
Wow. Did the judge actually see this guy?
Right?
Like, oh, you're going to be convicted because...
He's armed to the teeth. No, actually, he's not.
No arms at all.
No arms.
Fuck. What kind of music are we going to play this round?
Well, we got some...
Stuff.
J-Dub, Rachel S., and Omnithex coming up.
That's awesome.
I
would like to.
So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
We love you.
Bitches are indecisive. Can't make up their mind, man. But let me tell you. It's like we gotta break up just to make up. Kinda like the ice sitting in my drink cup. Now put your drink up
and let's drink up. So we can party all night until you wake up. And when you wake up, I look into those eyes and I start to realize how you the only girl that didn't criticize. I love your eyes, lips, hips, and those thighs. You just my size, you my fit. I never thought I'd feel like this, but since it is what it is, I'ma leave it at this. I like this bliss, I love your kiss. I hope we never dismiss or split, kinda like twins. I know it doesn't make sense when we fight, but I would do anything to make it alright. Yeah, you're my sunshine in the dark day. And what I mean by that is please don't go away. Wake up, we break up, then you come running back to me. So every time we break up, we make up, cause I think you're the one for me. Cause every time we break up, then you come running back to me. Cause every time we break up, we make up, cause I think you're the one for me. We break up and make up, no Neutrogena. I wish I could tell you how it was when I first seen it. Something about you struck my heart like a heart attack. Or a quarterback getting sacked by a lineback. And you the scoring touchdown, I hope you know that. And if I throw you my love, I hope you throw back. And if I'm running for it, then I'll run a couple laps on the track of your heart, call it cardiac. And if we break up, then it's cardiac arrest. And then we make up and have makeup sex. Yes, I am the best, but look at her. She had to pass my test, and she did for sure. Sometimes sunshine seems to disappear, but when you come back, I'll be right here. I want you cause with your love, you always gave the most. Let's celebrate our love, I'll even make a toast. Wake up, we break up, then you come running back to me. So every time we break up, we make up, cause I think you're the one for me. Cause every time we break up, then you come running back to me. Cause every time we break up, we make up, cause I think you're the one. The fact we ain't together no more seems unreal. Why don't we just make up and call it good? Kinda like how they do down in Hollywood. You know we would, you know we could. And the fact of the matter is, I know we should. I got you falling for my lines like a parachute. But I'm just telling it like it is, like a parrot do. You know the truth and I'm showing the proof. I wouldn't show it if it wasn't this and CNN news. I refuse to ever lose you. We wake up and make up and never press news. She thought about it, hit me up and told me one more chance. And then I wrote her like I'm in the Tour de France. Last name Armstrong, first name Lance. Cause every time we wake up, we break up, then you come running back to me. So every time we break up, we make up, cause I think you're the one for me. Cause every time we wake up, then you come running back to me. Cause every time we break up, we make up, cause I think you're the one for me. You lose some, you know what you finally got. But I ain't playing games either. You obviously don't know what you want. So peace. Cause I'm out.
Post it on Instagram. public service announcement. This is where the taxpayer money goes.
It's free! Swipe your EBT! Free! Swipe your EBT! It's free! Swipe your EBT! Free! Swipe your EBT! It's free!
You had me to get it all.
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 Free!
State of California, I need to warn ya.
Free welfare, free dental, free food.
Mama say she can't take me to school. I am a hungry and we get free food.
Free housing, free daycare, free clothes.
This is where the taxpayer money goes.
Ooh, a booger in my nose.
We all share chonies and socks. Didn't mama check come in the mailbox?
New hot shit, drop it here, Intel Scanner.
And 9 months later you're getting a big buck. But all you have to do is fuck.
It's all free.
And 9 months later you're getting a big buck. All you have to do is fuck.
All you have to do is fuck.
9 months later you're getting the big bucks.
Big bucks.
I've been loving that song.
Yeah.
So that's a video song by Chapter Jackson.
Chapter Jackson, welfare abuse, that I believe is
yeah.
handled.
It's hot shit on YouTube, I guess. I mean, check it out.
All you gotta do is fuck.
All you got to do is fuck. 9 months later, you're getting the big bucks.
That's my type of way, right there.
I mean, it's free. Swipe your EBT.
It's free.
For Ray Ray Boo Boo and Tic Tac up in the D.
Swipe your EBT.
Does it be like that? I mean, I don't know. Whatever. I mean, I'm not hating on welfare recipient type of
Absolutely
folks. Because corporate welfare is really where all the big money goes as far as welfare recipients go. I mean, cops are paid by the taxpayer money. They're welfare recipients because what they
mailmen, all these yeah. bureaucrats, fucking firefighters, paramedics.
Yeah.
Anybody paid out of the public trough.
Not to mention Walmart subsidies and the big power company, GE, gets big tax write-offs. Facebook, didn't they just get just some giant tax write-off? I mean, every...
Apple does, yeah.
Apple does. They all do. They pay Microsoft less taxes. Does. The rich pay
Walmart
less.
Walmart does. I mean...
They get, you know, corporate welfare. Huge. Corporate way welfare. Bigger than any kind of private welfare for just the people.
Social
some
welfare.
Baby mama that needs food stamps to you know, and some money for diapers
Go
for
buy
her
some
kids.
Patron.
Right. And well, you know... Where's that liquor store that take the EBT? What? Where you get that Patron at last time?
Just a pickle and some Kool-Aid.
Twizzlers and
that
a
is fucking
roof.
Awesome video.
Fucking shit.
Dropping it here, hot on the Intel Scanner.
Awesome.
Did you see that shit every day? EBT cars buying fucking monster drinks.
Yeah, I mean, whatever. That's what they're. That's. I mean, what are they else like? They're gonna eat and drink. That's what they eat too. So whatever. Eat your nachos at the 7-Eleven. Whatever.
Oh, should whatever, food stamps right? be used for like
lobster?
For like milk and eggs and beef. It should. I don't know if it should be for candy.
It shouldn't be for candy or lobster. It should be
but
for steak and lobster.
But eggs and cheese.
How
you go down to
you spend
the
all
food,
your food
bank and go get that
day,
part for free, and then still have your EBT card.
Oh, see, now we're telling you how to milk it here. That's what we need is a welfare abuse show and talk about all the welfare ways you can milk the system.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. That's
a good one.
Now, that could be hot.
Oh, yeah.
I could bring on a couple people that really know how to milk it.
I could go on for days about that.
So, because you can 50
cents on the dollar, motherfucker. 50 cents
yes,
on the dollar.
You know, oh, man.
Yeah, we'll take Collins if anybody wants to trade in their food stamps.
That's why I buy lobster with my food stamps because, I mean, I don't give food stamps from the government. I pay 50 cents on a dollar for them.
Yeah, exactly.
So, I remember
so technically, I do get food stamps.
So technically, I mean, if you want to be a dick about it or
yeah,
whatever.
I'm a food stamp recipient, fine.
I am. But, I mean, fuck yeah, you should be able to buy lobster with that. Dom Perignon.
Well, you can.
I mean, why wouldn't I? That's the shit, man. I mean, fuck.
Yeah, that shit's awesome, man.
Swipe your EBT. It's free.
Swipe your EBT.
Oh, man. That's awesome.
Frightening.
Frightening. Back in the day, they used to mail your food stamps to you
yeah,
in the mailbox.
Yeah, you get them in the books.
Those
were cool.
Yeah, those were the best. I used to have so big a stack of those.
Because, see, that's why they stopped it.
Well,
no,
we'd
steal
go
them.
Steal them out of the mailboxes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
oh, yeah.
I used to know people who would trade
thing.
Them.
It was awesome.
Hey, you babysit my kids. I'll give you, like, this many food stamps.
Oh, I know kids.
Oh, you didn't have to prove nothing. You didn't have to have no PIN number, no nothing.
Yeah, they came in ones, fives, tens, twenties.
Yeah, exactly. They came in like dollar amounts. Yeah.
Oh yeah,
those were weird. I wish I would have saved some of those just to have like a couple food. Like, remember these? Collector's item now.
Oh yeah. You used to be able to buy food with these.
To be able to
trade this for food. Oh, how lazy are we?
Some weird looking Monopoly money shit. It came in little books. Yep. Yeah, it was awesome.
Like in 20s, yeah, I had like the $5 book and the $10 book.
With some ones and a 5 and a 20, some 10s in them and everything.
Monopoly
ought
to. And then you could get cash, that's right.
Say, with the EBT cards, you can
for
now,
for the lower
too.
Ones, for like $5.
If you have that account, you can get cash.
Yeah, you would get cash back for like $5.
Yeah.
Oh,
that was such a scam.
You go buy penny candy at every store in town until you got $20 to go to the bar.
Yeah.
I'd be lying if I said I never did that.
I put in an hour's worth of work for this shit. I get $20 an hour.
That was such a racket.
Yeah, a couple pieces of candy.
It's even easier now, though, with the little debit card looking things that you get now. You can use, if you have the right account, if you have it set up just the right way, you can go take it to an ATM and get cash.
Just everything's right on it.
You have a PIN number. It's just like an ATM card, if the particular ATM will accept that card.
We definitely need to do a welfare abuse show.
Yeah.
Dana might have some inside intel.
That's what we should call it. We could talk about all the different. We've never done like an actual welfare show. We've talked shit. But.
No, yeah. Wonder if more white people or more black people are caught while abusing the system.
I don't know, but everybody's on welfare, black and white. Don't think we're picking on any specific. There's all sorts of people fucking. Sucking off at the trough.
So I was on welfare. What the fuck?
So stay tuned next week.
I've been
for the welfare.
Welfare abuse.
I've taken
welfare abuse.
You want to do that next week? Should we do that? All right.
Yeah. Because I like welfare abuse.
I believe in it.
I believe in it. It's a thing.
It's a thing whether you believe in it or not.
Milk the system.
That's the tagline. Welfare abuse. It's a thing.
It's a thing.
It's a thing.
Everyone's doing it, man.
It's the new thing.
All the cool kids are getting the food stamps, the EBT cards, man.
That's like the easiest to get, right?
It is just food.
Oh, yeah.
Food stamp.
Just food, though. You can't get like the cash assistance.
Right, but still.
I know, I've tried. I was denied.
Well, you can get your heat bill paid.
I made
paid.
Too
you
much
can get
money.
Your fucking power bill paid and shit. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you got it, I had a fucking a buddy of mine and his wife and three kids. They lived in their place. They paid $2 a month for rent. $2.
Nice.
Two fucking.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
I was
but that's
late
for like
for,
Section 8 housing
I was late for
and
my
stuff
Section
like that.
8 line.
Like,
they turned me away at the Section 8 office.
But don't
I was
get your
late.
Medical marijuana card, because if you have your medical
too
marijuana
late.
Card, you cannot get Section 8 housing. Did you know that?
If what?
Did not
if
know
you
that.
Have your medical marijuana card, you cannot get Section 8 housing.
What if you get Section 8 first?
And I've heard in
later?
Certain places you can't get, like, have a primary doctor.
Well, don't
primary?
Get your fucking
like, you
weed card.
Like, you can't, like, call your doctor and talk to your personal doctor or whatever. Like, you, it's just
I mean,
a general.
I don't have a doctor anyway.
You better wait in line just like every other Joe Schmo.
Well, let's stay talking shit about stay on topic for.
Yeah, I mean.
We'll have a good topic. That's
all we have
topic.
To lose is our chains.
All I'm we saying. Have to lose is our
the
chains,
people.
The
only thing we got to lose is our chains, people. Just let that sink in, even.
Just think about that.
What you got? What kind of freedom do you really enjoy? You get to choose from, what, one of 31 flavors at Baskin-Robbins. That's freedom of choice there. You get paper or plastic.
They don't have paper anymore. Paper's
no
done.
No paper? Yeah, I've seen them.
No, plastic is done. California banned plastic bags. You got to bring your own bag now.
I used to call them a Michigan tumbleweed, a plastic bag, because they roll around like a tumbleweed. Yeah.
That's
yeah.
a good one.
So, yeah. When was the last time a cop did a good deed, rescued a baby from a burning building, or helped a little old lady across the street? Is this the mentality of the police that we want? To be helpers like that, you know? I mean, pulling someone from a burning car and saving their life, giving them mouth-to-mouth, the drowning victims and shit like that. Why don't cops get known for that type of thing?
They're not trained in CPR anymore. They got to call... paramedics.
Really?
They're not even trained in, like, I'm sure they have to know CPR.
Well,
like the guy that got pulled over on the highway, like, in an asthma attack.
They don't know if you
had
AIDS or some shit like that. They don't want to get faced with a lawsuit for breaking your fucking ribs and shit trying to save your life.
No good deed goes unpunished, I guess, here in this glorious United States of America.
Somebody's out there.
What? Who is it?
Somebody's outside.
What do they want? Is it the police?
I
fuck.
I don't know. They're waving a cell phone.
Cops are here.
So whoever's out there, if you're listening, we know you're there.
We know you're out there.
We got to find
him. We could come and let him in or whatever. Probably.
No, yeah, he's from inside.
Oh, is he? Oh, okay. It's Big R.
Big R?
Probably. Awesome.
Oh, he's Big R. Big R. I want in. So, where are these riots going? What's it going with these riots? Are they going to continue? Is it going to calm down?
I don't think anything's going to ever amount to it. You know, no laws are ever going to change, and you know, there's not going to be anything fucking new. It's they're just going to let them vent, and eventually it'll die out. I mean, who's occupying Wall Street anymore? I mean, who's doing that? All these people, I'm committed for the fucking life. You know, yeah, you lasted fucking like.
You're going to live in a tent outside 4 days. Of the yeah. Wall Street building, right? Yeah. No, so I mean, right, that's what I mean. This is no kind of revolution by any means. This is protesters protesting.
Protesting, that's different.
That's all it is. I mean, even the Ferguson crap was a bunch of, you know.
It's a load of baloney.
A load of fucking baloney. Well, I mean, it was all instigated by you know, infiltrators and riot usurpers and things.
Well, we posted that video. Talking about how they wanted to clear out West Florissant Avenue a couple years ago. The city commission, the board had, and they wanted to do a whole new rezoning of that because it's like a lost part of that city, I guess, and they want to do new buildings and this and that.
Re-gentrification.
Yeah, exactly. And they have this paperwork. There's paperwork of it. And so what they're saying is that this was just all orchestrated, really, just to burn down that little part of the city and get it rebuilt. Because they wanted to revitalize it.
2 minutes. So the revitalization of Ferguson, that little small Florissant Street or whatever. What street was that?
West Florissant?
Florissant. So it's going quite well. They're revitalizing. I mean, the demolition is pretty much done. I think the cleanup is underway. They'll be having new buildings up and the new storefronts. And it'll be great. It's a whole new city. It's a revitalization program, see?
Well, burning it down creates jobs. You know,
Starting fires
creates jobs. It's been said before.
Fuck. So that's awesome. So really, the issue is not a black and white race issue. It is more of a...
No, and don't let the media turn it into a race issue. Where the rubber meets
the road is the police, the enforcers of all this crap, that are these bureaucrats and shit come up with all these nonsense laws and
it's black versus white and yeah. Blah, blah, blah. Don't fall for that. That's such fucking bullshit.
Bunch of garbage. Fucking just meant to divide.
Yeah.
Because if we're divided, they will conquer us. Divide and conquer. It's pretty simple math. If we're united, we stand. You know what I mean? Then they cannot win. And I say they again. It's the bureaucrats, the rich folk. They want it all. You know, just everybody go to work. Shut the fuck up. Be smart enough to run the machine, but not... You know, smart enough to question what the fuck, you know, you're doing, just running the machine, you know.
Like don't try to figure out how I'm making money. You just get paid and just shut the fuck up.
Oh, so, I guess we're shutting her down.
Everybody need to just be out there, love one another. Get together, be a neighborhood, be a community. Thanks for tuning in. We love you.
Intel Scanner.
Intel Scanner.